You're listening to Do You Hear That? A podcast about birds, hosted by Noah Kalina and Paul O'Mara. We're bird enthusiasts, not bird experts. So yesterday, I was so focused on the bird pod. I finished 3.5 episodes in one day, which is a new record for me. I previously wasn't even able to get 2 done in a day, but I've just been vibing. I've sort of been taking it more relaxed. I've been being more chill. And I had a dream about the bird pod last night, but you sent me a bird to look up, but it wasn't a bird.
Paul. Do you hear that?
Yeah, that's a really sweet sound.
Yeah. I don't get to hear that one that much.
I'm really hearing it.
That's a sweet series of 6 to 10 whistled notes.
Really, really.
That accelerate over the course of the roughly 1 second song and often end on a rising note.
Wow, you just had that fact off the top of your head. That's amazing.
That was memorized. Could you not tell?
Wow, man. No, yeah, it sounded great. You're really getting good at this.
Paul, this is an amazing bird, I think. It's called the yellow warbler.
Oh, I love a warbler, and I love the color yellow.
Yep. Scientific name, Cetophaga petechia.
Okay, nice.
Get Google on it.
Cetophaga petechia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was exactly right.
You were spot on.
People love warblers. It's just a fact, and especially where I live on the east coast of the United States of America.
Yeah.
There's basically like a warbler season. Because they come up here to breed from the south. They basically hang out in the winter in Central America and South America. And then, you know, it's a snowbird situation like our grandparents. Anyway, this yellow warbler, when it shows up, along with all the other warblers, people start bugging. They get out there because they want to see him.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say they start bugging because in ancient Greek, their name translates to moth eating. Mm. That's the first part. And the second part, petechia, translates to a small red spot on the skin.
Wow.
So people are bugging and they're getting red spots on their skin for these birds.
This bird is so cute.
It is really, really cute. Every warbler I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, for sure. But this one, this year, was the first time I've ever spotted a yellow warbler and even photographed one.
Wow.
And it was because I was hanging out a lot by the river.
Mm.
These birds tend to hang out where it is moist, where there's water, a stream or a lake or something. But I don't really have that up on my property. And they don't, since they eat bugs, they don't come to feeders. So you got to go to where this bird might be.
I see. That's cool. That's really cool that you've actually seen this bird. It's got to be a sight to behold. You know, I'm just thinking about it. I mean, birds come in all different colors and everything, but this is truly like, picture a yellow bird. This is that bird. Like, yeah. Just like how you picture a red bird, and it's a cardinal, or a blue bird, and it's a blue jay, yeah. Or indigo bunting. I would love to see all three of those birds together, like red, yellow, blue. Like,
yeah, on a wire.
Yeah.
It would win an award, probably.
Yeah, it would be featured.
Well, you know something? So down by the river in May, when all the birds have come through, and you can kind of still see through the trees, and the leaves aren't on the trees yet, so it's easier to spot these birds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down there and I'm on the lookout, and I also have my Merlin Bird ID sound identification app. And while I was down there, I was hearing that all the time, and it's so sweet and it's so great, and you just know, you know it's around. But this is a tiny bird.
Yeah.
Very, very tiny. The tiniest of the birds, you know, not including a hummingbird, which doesn't count because that's an alien.
Right.
But I'm down there and I'm hearing it, but I can't see it. And then this little tiny thing just landed somewhere, and I had my lens. And because of the long lens, I was able to zoom in essentially and finally see it. But it's quick, and it's not just sitting staring like a bald eagle on a perch. It's jumping around. So
that's cool.
I was super psyched to see it. It's beautiful.
I'm glad that you got a pic of it. And it's a great pic.
Which, by the way, the male is definitely super yellow with sort of like spotted brown or red on its chest.
Super yellow. Yeah. I would say that's a golden yellow with rusty red specks.
Right.
Rusty red feels like an accurate description. I was thinking like
rusty
it's red. The rusty red that you'll see on like a piece of metal hardware that's on a dock.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, think of like one of those like ties that holds down boats that's been there for 100 years.
Perfect description. Which, by the way, you know, I'm sort of going through the photos on All About Birds, and this is the northern yellow warbler specifically, because that's the one that I've seen. But there's the mangrove. Did you see this? Where its head is that rusty red.
I was a little bit confused by that. I wasn't sure what that meant, but that is just sort of a different vibe of this bird.
Yeah, depending on where you see this bird, you're going to get different vibes from them.
Right. But I mean, that one's spectacular. It's truly like the whole head is that rusty red color.
Yeah.
Which is odd, because in the northern yellow warbler, there's no distinction on the head color versus the rest of the body.
Right.
Still looks cool, though. That color is nice, the red and the yellow.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty striking. Meanwhile, there is also a golden yellow warbler.
Whoa.
Which is halfway in between the northern and the, what's it called? The mangrove?
Mangrove.
What's a mangrove?
I was wondering that, too. I was like, is this a place? Is this like a, I don't know.
Mangrove is a shrub or tree that grows in coastal, saline, or brackish water.
Oh, I bet that's where they live.
Yeah.
And it's by the water. We know they love the water.
They love being by the water. So if you're going to try to spot this, head to the water. That said, you know, only during breeding season, spring.
Springtime. Yeah. And this bird sounds like spring. It really, I mean, we say that often, but this bird, like, they sort of, you know, they do the phonetics of how you can recreate the call of this bird. And it literally, it says it's sweet, sweet, sweet. I'm so sweet. Like,
yeah,
this bird is just bragging.
A staccato, but, but. And also the machine gun, like, pit, pit, pit.
Debatable.
The male sometimes shatters a pit, pit during nest building.
Perfect little segue, because the nest building is a cool fact.
Paul, hold on.
What? What?
I was reading the wrong bird. Those sounds were not of the yellow warbler.
Oh my God, was that the wood thrush?
Yeah, it was the wood thrush. That's tomorrow's show.
I would have believed you. Because it is, it has sort of these three sweet, 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 like.
We're talking about the northern yellow warbler. This is what derails like a whole group of birders doing scientific research one day. They just get confused.
Yeah, because all the birds look a little too similar.
And then they're just like, let's just pack it up for today. Just enough, like enough.
Yeah.
Like, there's too much. There's too many of these birds.
There are.
You can't even see them, really. This is all just, like, hypothetical. We're hearing it.
Yeah.
We can't even put our eyes on it. And if we do,
yeah,
it flies away.
Yeah.
We should have done bugs.
That'll be next year's project.
Next century's project.
Next century. I was thinking, like, what if birds, you only see them when you hear them? But what I mean by that is, like, the sound of the bird, like, creates the look of the bird in your imagination. Think about that.
That's really interesting. You know, you saying that, it's like looking deep into outer space. And maybe why these are, in many ways, aliens. Because, you know, we see into space, but we're looking so deep into the past, because that light is millions and billions of years old. So maybe when we see a bird, we're only seeing what the bird used to be, but not what the bird is.
Beautiful. Yeah, maybe. And maybe it's a reflection of ourselves in some way.
Wow.
Sometimes I think, like, when you see a bird, you were meant to see that bird in that moment, because you never know what you're going to see. And then all of a sudden, like, there's a yellow warbler and you're like,
so true. What's your sign, Paul?
We're not getting into that. Let's get back to talking about the nests of the yellow warbler.
Yeah, tell me about the nest.
Do you want to do that, or do you want to turn this into an astrology podcast?
No, it's okay, because I was just going to shit on astrology.
I knew you were. I knew where that was going. So the female builds the nest over a period of about 4 days. She builds a cup of grass, bark strips, and plants. And then inside of that cup, that sort of foundation, she places more plant fibers, spider webs, and down from around the outside of the nest.
Wow.
They really take care of their nest. Like, they're really building something to nurture their babies. And I really like that. Now, because they build such beautiful, intricate, sturdy nests,
yeah,
the cowbird loves the yellow warbler nest.
I was reading about that.
And one thing that is shocking, it's like, okay, the cowbird is this heinous, you know, criminal in the bird community. But the yellow warbler, if they see a cowbird has invaded their nest, instead of like defending it or trying to do something, they'll just build a new nest right on top of the old one. That's so petty. And so they're going to cover up the cowbird's eggs, but they'll also cover up their own eggs.
Right.
They're like, you know what? If this is what's happening, I'm starting over.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they didn't think that through all the way, but...
Maybe they didn't think it through. They were just like, those are eggs in there. I don't know whose eggs those are. They disassociate with the eggs, like, once the cowbird comes along.
So apparently there are 97 million yellow warblers.
Whoa, that's a big number.
But their populations are slowly declining. So about 20% decline between 1966 and 2019. And it is mostly because of that cowbird. And also, I think they say because they are big migratory birds, they fly into buildings.
It's a bummer.
I know.
We did not mention the look of the female yellow warbler, but imagine the yellow warbler just in black and white. So basically the female would be like a sort of gray, like olive colored bird.
You think so? I feel like it looks almost totally different. Like it has a different body shape. Like even the beak seems a little different.
Are you sure you're looking at the same bird?
Yeah. I've never seen a female yellow warbler in real life, so I can't say for sure how similar they are.
Well, I'm looking at one right now. In fact, it just landed on my computer.
And they look identical?
They look identical. I mean, maybe a little smaller.
I was thinking they look bigger.
What's going on? I had a thought while I was reviewing this bird.
Yeah.
I would love to see a poster, like a beautiful poster of illustrations of birds, and they're all female birds. Because that sort of muted theme would be really nice to just like see all together. And then on the contrast, seeing the same birds, all the male, it would be like chaotic, pure chaos, just color.
What do you think would sell better?
Probably the male one.
Mm. So that's why I think we should only sell the female one.
Yeah, I mean, I like that idea. I would,
and not even show the male version.
It's overrated. And people would be like, oh, why are these birds so desaturated? It's like, what do you mean? Female birds.
I love it.
I love it too.
Look out for that next year.
Yeah, next year? Next week.
Well, it's August. We're in the middle of August recording this. This episode's coming out a little later. But before you know it, Paul, it's going to be 2023.
You're right. Season two.
It's just the posters. It's basically a podcast about the design process and what it takes, how to produce and put together a whole team of making a poster. We go to the factory to do the printing. We're on press. Yeah. Talk about CMYK.
I'd listen to that, honestly. I mean, I am listening to that. Let's get to it.
Yeah. One last fact, though. Oldest known yellow warbler, female, 11 years old.
Beautiful. She's found in New York.
Hell yeah.
Wait. This one doesn't actually say that the oldest known yellow warbler has passed away.
I know. We've seen this a few times. And I brought that up where it was like, and then it was re-released. So this yellow warbler could be 20 years old right now. We don't know.
Wow.
But it's just that the oldest known.
Right. Wow. And this website is from 1998. So
yeah, they haven't updated this in many years. We should donate to it. Maybe it's like a Patreon and then like they get one new donation. They're like, oh shit, that means we got to update it somewhere. Which one should we update?
That'd be funny. Hopefully they update the yellow warbler. It's such a cute little bird. I love its eye. It's so big and it's so low on its head.
Yeah, it is a great bird. Which, by the way, it's for me, 5 yellow warblers.
Me too, hands down.
Easy.
5 sweet, sweet, sweets.
Wow. All right, Polly. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, special shout out to our friends flyingcolors.co. They recently sent us this delicious bird food, and we think our listeners would really enjoy it. Make sure to check them out at flyingcolors.co and use coupon code DOYOUHEARTHAT, all one word, for a $20 coupon off a carton. Have you seen this food yet, Paul?
I finally have a bird feeder now, and I have the best bird feed for it. My neighbors are jealous. They all have their little tiny bird feeders that just have like liquid in it, but all the birds are coming to my house now.
It is beautiful bird feed. I mean, this is premium CDO.
Do you hear that? It's hosted by Noah Kalina and me, Paul Amara. I also edit the show and I made the music. Noah last photographed a yellow warbler on June 27th, 2022. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TheBestBirdPod and support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/ do you hear that. The episode art images come from the Library of Congress and the sound effects come from Noah's backyard and the McCulley Sound Library.